You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a good soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. Issues that kills relationships. Character issues. Alright, don't worry. That kills relationships. Character issues that kills relationship. Amen. Alright. I understand that many people want the happy ever after kind of marriage, right? Am I right? But it is important we are taught that it is not a fairy tale. Anything that works has to be worked. Are you seeing that? Anything that works has to be what? To be worked. And that's the reason why we have been going on this series, so that we can learn to see how it works. Amen. Okay. Glory to God. This morning is going to be very severe. I'm going to make, trust God to help me to be very thorough, because I won't be sparing the rod. Are you getting what I'm saying here? I won't be what? Sparing the rod. I'll have to be very blunt, very strict, because the destiny of some relationships depend on this. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So we'll have to take it as it is. We'll receive it fresh and serve it hot. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You know, we eat it hot. Don't let it get cold. Amen. Glory to God. Alright, let me quickly say this. Relationship may start because you are in love, but it takes more than love to keep it going. You get what I'm saying? You notice that you start loving this fellow when the fellow is not in church. It's like your own Jesus didn't come. When the fellow is not looking at your direction, you feel like there's an earthquake happening within you. So, relationship may start because you are in love. I love this fellow, you know, I'm so much in love with her or with him. Each time I see him, it's like there's something happening to me. All of a sudden, I start receiving fresh revelation, fresh insight. Well done, Mr. Fresh. All right? So, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to be in love. But what we want to learn this morning is that it takes beyond that feeling. Are you get what I'm saying? To stay, to make it work. As a matter of fact, the love that can keep a marriage is not love as a feeling. It is love as a decision. Because you will not always feel. Who was talking to me yesterday night? I talked about the feeling as a chemical reaction. Alright? That will always play out once there is a reactant. So if you are the feeling person, each time you go to a new place and see a new reactant, you start feeling again. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So it takes beyond the feeling. The issue is this. The primary issue people have with relationship is not relationship itself. It is with themselves. Many are in a relationship, but their lack of intimacy with God is what is affecting their lives. All right? Irrespective of the things we learn, if you are a person who is not willing to be serious with God, you will struggle with relationship. Because with the kind of relationship we are dealing with is relationship between two serious children of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? There are certain things that a genuine child of God will not do. And there are certain things that a genuine child of God will do. So when people leave God aside and try to, you know, make things work in their own accord, then they struggle. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So we can never downplay the role of genuine contact and intimacy with God. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? All right, the role of what? Genuine contact and intimacy with God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So, not as many as are led by their feelings. As many as are led by the Spirit. All right, meaning that there is a time to put feelings aside and ask, what is the Spirit saying? Are you following what I'm saying here? You don't put a leech on the neck of the Holy Ghost and say to follow you where your feeling goes. Whenever you allow your feeling lead you ahead of the leading of the Spirit, accident is inevitable. Alright? So, you let the Spirit lead you. You put your feelings aside. Don't ever demand that God should give you a person, lest he answer you according to the idols of your heart. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You don't force a spouse on God. You wait for his own candidate. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Alright? So, these are very important things that we need to set in place. As long as you are not willing to take God seriously, you will always have a problem. So I'm always amazed when I see Christian ladies say that. The guys coming around them, they are all asking for sex. It's a proof that something is fundamentally wrong. Let me say it again. It is a proof that what? Something is fundamentally wrong. It's a sign. Why? You see, it takes... There is a kind of thing that can attract flies. So, what are you attracting? If you are attracting the people that everything they want now is to get your back on the bed, then there's an issue. Alright? So you go back, you settle down, go on a retreat. What is it about my life that is not in alignment with God? Is somebody following me here? Alright? And then you pray. I know it is possible for you not to want to totally agree what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you don't first and foremost attract what you want. You attract a replica of who you are. Very important. Is somebody following me here? Alright, so relationship doesn't thrive simply because you're in love. There are necessary character supplies that you need to put for the relationship to start to thrive. There are necessary, needed characters that you need to have in place. And whenever you are deficient in those, you know, characters, whenever you are not walking in them, then you begin to struggle. Is somebody following me here? So character is very important. I taught a message years ago on the subject of character. I don't know. They will sack it out so it can be uploaded. Let me say this to you. If you are beautiful and you carry anointing but lack character, your life will be very annoying. You hear what I'm saying? If you are beautiful, you carry anointing, but you lack character, your life will be very annoying. You are handsome, tall, handsome, Holy Ghost filled, never loaded, character deficient. Your life will keep betting injury everywhere you get to. Alright, so even in life, your charisma may open doors for you, but your character is what sustains it. There are many people that very important and notable people have come around your life. Simply because there is a part of you that does them. Only for them to come closer and discover that you are not what you are projecting. Are you following what I'm saying here? Anywhere character is absent, what will be present is disappointment. So, character is a necessity. It is what you cannot do without, you know, to make headway in your relationship. Are you following what I'm saying here? Please follow me carefully. Follow me carefully, follow me keenly, and learn this morning. Hallelujah. Alright. So I tried, you know, to put together some character deficit issues, really, that if not watched out for, your relationship will go south. Because there are many people who really don't know what is destroying their relationship. All right, you are currently in a relationship, you are facing hell. All right, things are not going the way they should go. Both of you loved each other. You are now feeling you didn't hear from God well. Hold on. Listen to this teaching first. And check. Because sometimes you may not be getting what your spouse is communicating and thinking your spouse is a witch. You have been doing something very bad. This fellow is offended. They've been trying to tell you that you are not doing something right. If a person is not flexible, it will be difficult to build a relationship with them. All right? Somebody who is not flexible, somebody who doesn't take correction, somebody who believes he's always right. Whenever something is wrong, he tells the spouse, check yourself. All right? It will be difficult because it takes two to tango. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Nobody is entering relationship with you to become your slave. You are not doing anybody a favor by dating them, Mr. Dugood. Every girl is on you. They are all pursuing you. You are jollof rice. So you believe once you agree to go after the girl, you are doing that. No, you are doing yourself a favor. All right? If you like, throw away godly girls and then go and chase after the vain ones simply because of your arrogance. You marry wrong. And dear young lady, you are absolutely doing no one any favor by going out with them. All right, the moment you have this mentality, that is where your suffering will start from. No, let me say this to you. Nobody in life is doing you a favor by relating with you. Are you following me here? Absolutely nobody. Don't give anybody that impression that they are doing you a favor by relating with you. I've told you, every girl carries a virtue within her that is capable of making the most influential man in the world kneel down to seek for their hands in marriage. The virtue is there. Alright? But you can choose to waste it with a riffraff. Don't waste it. Alright? So that self-confidence must be there. You must know who you are. You hear what I'm saying now? You must know who you are. Know what you are made up of. Let adorn yourself in confidence. The confidence that you gained from Christ has revealed you to you. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Alright, because once there's low self-esteem, you'll be prone to different character errors. So you must be sure of who you are. And then, but to overstretch it is also an extreme, which is pride. Alright, you hear what I'm saying now? You know yourself so well. You are the team. I know who God says I am. Well, bless God for that. Alright, having know who God says you are, humble yourself. Because even Jesus Christ himself, that was in likeness of God, humbled himself. At the end of the day, you don't marry an angel, you marry a human being. Alright, so quit looking for what doesn't exist and settle down with reality. There is nobody alive that you will marry that won't have any issue. Get that straight. Grass is not greener on the other side. It is only green when you pour water. So wait and water your ground and see it green. You hear what I'm saying? The finished product you are eyeing on the other side, somebody water the ground. When you get there, they will bounce you out. If you ever find somebody who is a finished product, they are not yours. You go with somebody, you discover there's nothing for you to work on. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This fellow is just perfect. Like the drop from heaven, like an angel. It is either a relationship of lies and deceit, or you know, you're about to get exposed to a can of worms soon. Absolutely nobody under heaven is perfect. Even the greatest apostle you want to marry, you know, I love that apostle. He's a very great man of God. Well, bless God for that. Soon you will discover that ministry is different from personal life. It is easy for a man to have external courage in ministry, but is dying secretly. You hear what I'm saying now? Very important. Don't ever equate a man's temperament in ministry for his temperament in marriage. Some of us who can talk loud on the microphone are very introverted people. You hear what I'm saying now? All right? Because sometimes the expectation is the first thing that is killing people, not the relationship itself. Somebody is expecting that this fellow, the way he's jumping up and down the microphone, is the same way it will be. You get to the house and discover he's as quiet as pure water. All right, that's who he is. Glory to God. Is somebody following me here? Have you discovered that the things you wanted in a spouse 10 years ago, that you wrote in your jotter, if truly you are to be moving by that rule, you will never marry? You hear what I'm saying? Have you forgotten? The 20 things you wrote that I want in a spouse, how many of them have you become? You accept the reality of life. You may get, luckily get 5 out of 20. Then with the potential of the remaining 15. And sometimes there's no potential for anything. Just potential for growth. You get what I'm saying now? Somebody is wanting a woman that is this and that and that and that. The way some Christians describe the kind of spouse they want to marry, you know they are looking for Christian Nicki Minaj. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Alright. So, let's pick it one after the other. Amen. And then see how far we can go. Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. So, quickly I move to character issues that kills relationship. Number one, unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness. What is unfaithfulness? The state of not being faithful. The state of not being faithful. All right. Because it is important that many people are taught to be faithful. It is important that many people are taught to be faithful. And that's why in anywhere you find yourself, one of the most important things to learn is faithfulness. Is somebody following me? You are in a place, you are in an organization, you are in a church, you are in a ministry. Be very faithful. Let me say this to you. When a man is not faithful, he assumes that the unfaithfulness is just about that aspect of his life. But unfaithfulness in itself is a nature. It is not determined by any aspect. If it can work in one aspect, it will also be seen in another aspect. Let me say it again. Unfaithfulness is a nature. It is not a response. If you can be unfaithful in one aspect of your life, for certainty, you will also be unfaithful in other aspects. Alright? So, somebody says that I'm very faithful with women, but I'm not faithful with money. A man who is not faithful with money will definitely not be faithful with women. You get what I'm saying now? And this is why whenever I say somebody should get me something, I'm very keen on making sure I get my change. Because when Jesus fed the multitude, he collected change. He gathered the fragment. True or not true? We must be faithful in little. The Bible says that when you are faithful in little, much more will be committed to your hands. So in a relationship, there is a need for faithfulness. Are you following what I'm saying here? There is a need for what? Faithfulness. That is loyalty. Are you following what I'm saying here? Loyalty. I am devoted to my spouse. Listen, let me say this to you. In every relationship you find yourself, there will always be people around who are more good looking than your spouse. Somebody who has more charisma, who has more courage. Somebody who has more packaging. Somebody who has... Are you getting what I'm saying here? There will always... You will always have somebody around who is more beautiful than your spouse or somebody who is more handsome. But deciding to stay there is a sign that you are mature. Are you following what I'm saying here? The moment you get an answer from your spouse about the decision to go into a relationship, almost all of a sudden somebody else will come. You get what I'm saying? You start noticing somebody else that is better, or let me say more good looking. You get what I'm saying? If you go to, let's say for example, you go to a showroom. I think I was giving instance of when I went to LG showroom to get, you know, television. And having bought the television for very expensive amount, I decided to walk around only for me to see prices of televisions and different other specs that were far better than my own. We bless God for them. But as far as I'm concerned, with me, godliness and contentment, great gain. You get what I'm saying now? If you pursue everything that seems better, you will run endless race. You will never get there. You get what I'm saying now? So the idea is this. The moment you have started, sit down. Sit yourself down and get committed. Many young ladies don't know how to sit themselves down. Sit down.
You have one thumb eyes looking everywhere. You are checking at the guy's pocket, looking at the one that is finer, the one that can speak more in tongues. Some are not even looking for the one that is speaking in tongues. They are in church, but out of touch with Jesus. You get what I'm saying now? They are looking for the ones they will lead on, squander their money. Are you getting what I'm saying here? They have a guy they are dating, but they have other ones that buy them mobile phone, that buy them a charge card, that subscribe on their phone. That's unfaithfulness. And there are some very terrible guys. They sit down with cooler ministry. They will collect different cooler food from different girls. And they say, we are just playing with you. That's unfaithfulness. You know what I'm saying now? Unfaithfulness in itself is wickedness. It means you are playing with somebody's emotion. Don't take people up only to take them down again. Don't joke with the emotion of somebody who trusts you and depend on you. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Very important. Christians must be taught faithfulness. If you give your word that I'm here, be there. Except on other conditions that can make a relationship not work. A broken relationship is still far better than a broken marriage. You get what I'm saying now? All right, so when there is an issue with conviction, there's an issue with attraction, and there's an issue with purpose, direction in life, or some of the major core values don't align, or the doctrines are not aligning, on that note, we can understand. Are you following what I'm saying here? But faithfulness. There are many girls and guys who walk out of a relationship giving several reasons. But deep within their heart, they know the reason why they are walking out is because they have found somebody who is seemingly better. They've not checked the fellow out. They don't know the fellow intimately. They just felt he's better because he calls them. You get what I'm saying now? And all those things. And now, they're already cutting their own relationship off just to be with that one. They up from 3 to 3 like a monkey. Are you following what I'm saying there? Only monkeys jump from 3 to 3. Sit down one place. Are you following me here? All right, listen. Unfaithfulness is a journey. Unfaithfulness is a journey. It starts with hiding your spouse. Hiding your spouse. A young girl that was one time dating a boy close to me. Somebody asked her, are you in a relationship? She said, no. I said, oh boy, you are a widower. This girl here does not recognize you publicly. Let her go. Now. The girl eventually broke his heart. It was what an elder sees seated. A child will not see until he falls from the tree. Why trying to see? You get what I'm saying? People hide their spouse. Now, I'm not saying that a relationship that you are still trying to build the foundation, you must prematurely expose it. I'm saying that the kind of hiding that you are doing because you want to have other people at arm's length where you can reach them. So you start with hiding your spouse, lying about your spouse. They say, who is that? They say, ah, that's my sister. Are you Abraham? Is somebody follow what I'm saying here? All right, lying about the spouse, lying about your relationship with the intention of leading other people on and giving them the impression that you are not taking. If you are taking, let the world know you are taking so they can stop praying. You get what I'm saying now? If you are taking, let the world know you are taking. Because as long as you are giving them impression, somebody still believes they can get you. You get what I'm saying? You are speaking in tongues, but parallel, you are lying. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? So people do these things and then they destroy themselves. They are praying in tongues too. They will go to prayer ground with the guy, Maka, blah, 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 blah. But it's lies. After that prayer, they will still go and eat pizza with another guy. They are smiling, holding hands together at the table. They say, what are you doing? They say, we are just friends. Just friends. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So unfaithfulness is a journey. Give them answer and prayer. Rub on your face too. Amen. Sorry. You know, when we have guests in this season, you must rub hands and prayer. Yeah, it starts with lying about your spouse. Let me say this to you. When you start using pet name for another girl that you're not in a relationship with, is unfaithfulness. Baby, dear, Chocomilo, sugar. You get what I'm saying? The girl you are dating is asking, who is that you are talking to? Hold on, you are always jealous. You are a Samson. Samson is the one who sees girl everywhere he gets to. He doesn't see ministry, he sees babes. You get what I'm saying? He died on the laps of one. You get what I'm saying now? So there's no point using pet names for a girl you are not dating.
The way you were snapping picture that day, come, nobody's seeing you come. Just stand up. And then you are all those things. If you are in a relationship, it's unfaithfulness. Sit down. You hear what I'm saying now? So there's a way, you see, you are holding a girl by the waist. Is that a way? And you have your own spouse. What is that? Because you are giving somebody's daughter the impression that you are interested. There is a way you drag conversation and the person will think you are ready. True or not true? Yes. So unfaithfulness doesn't start one day. Sorry. Okay, they are seeing you. Sorry. Let's continue. It doesn't start one day. It's a gradual journey. You take people into, you lead them on. Before you know, you are in it. Flirting. You get what I'm saying? Just wanting to while away time with people's emotion. Hello, babe. How are you doing there? Wake them up in the middle of the night just to hear your voice. Nothing. You are not dating. You have somebody else just to hear their voice. If you call the girl around 12 a.m. just to hear her voice, what are you telling her? You get what I'm saying? The girl will not be able to sleep. She keeps dreaming. And many of our church brothers are wicked. They wear tie, they wear shoes, but they are devils. In their own sutana. Sorry, not sutana. In their suit. Are you following what I'm saying here? Terrible people. Dangerous guys. You call them Bro John, but Bro John is a... he's not a keeper of sheep. This one eats sheep. You get what I'm saying now? After service, they have different girls. They just say, hello, can you come and greet us at home? The girl is making noodles, frying, plantain, doing all those things. You say you are playing with her. What kind of play is that? What kind of play? And some girls too, they are professionals. The reason why I'm saying this is because they can hear me and they are in church. You get what I'm saying now? They have other guys, both friends and all that. You are in a relationship, you are calling on that guy bestie. You deserve to be single. You hear what I'm saying now? You are calling somebody else bestie. You hear what I'm saying now? And then you say it's open relationship. It's public dating. So, unfaithfulness. Wiping out chats with opposite sex. You chat with opposite sex and you are wiping out chats. You hear what I'm saying? You wipe out the chat so that by the time your spouse... Because I think I learned yesterday night that some people who make their phone available for their spouse. The reason why they are making the phone available, check anything you want to check, is because they are giving the spouse what you should see. The one they know you should not see, not your crew, they remove them. Very professional in their doing. And they are sisters. I don't know, sister and church. They are sisters. Sister, so and so and so. Well done, sir. And this sister has about 5 different brothers she's managing. Managing director. She's managing, directing the affairs of brothers. You get what I'm saying now? This one is giving this one. You say, hold on, I'm not giving you yes yet. You are many. Are you legion? For you are many. You know what I'm saying now? You are many. So I'm trying to see which of them. So you are trying to see by eating this one's pizza, that one's cold stone, this one's like Asera, that one's suya. You are many. At the end of the day, you get what I'm saying? Anyone who pursues 2 rats at once will catch nothing. Are you following what I'm saying? Unfaithfulness is deep in the life of Christians. Oh. Very what? Deep. Are you following what I'm saying here? Unfaithfulness is what? Deep. You have a girl. The girl is calling you bestie. You are in a relationship. Your babe is seeing the girl on your status every time. Say bestie. Say she likes you. You don't know. Olomo, whether the girl likes you or not. If you don't have eyes to see, you are unfaithful. You need to see. You must see faster. You get what I'm saying now? When the girl is liking you, she's praising you everywhere. My newfound friend, my this one. You are in a relationship. Yet, you didn't tell her. You say you don't know how to. You're already falling in love. You soon enter trouble. I'm not talking about you. You are just here by chance. Are you following what I'm saying there? Emoji said, you get what I'm saying? Those guys on keyboard, drum set, blah, 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 blah. They are torchlighting the whole church, sampling different girls in their mind. It starts with the mind. You are in a relationship, you go on Instagram, you are checking another girl's picture, flipping over, check your search history. From Bimpe to Mayokun, from Mayokun to Mayowa, from Mayowa to Bimbo. And then the girl you are dating is Joanne Owusimbe. The girl is not there. You are searching other girls who skip through. Hope I'm not speaking prophetically. Uh-huh. You skip through and scan and scan. You go on Facebook too. You check. You are doing video call with a girl for 2 hours in a day. You say, what is happening here? Say, I'm just counseling her. Chief Holy Ghost. Mr. Counselor. These are the things people do. So it is now even almost more dangerous to date a church person.
because they do it and they still pray. You are confused. Brother, you are praying, sir, and we know what you are doing. The same guy demanding for sex yesterday night is leading prayer. Makoba labaya, enemekosha. Lion on the altar, but a cat in the room. Are you seeing that? Now, terrible things, Christians. Unfaithfulness. Different patterns, shades of unfaithfulness. You have several people leading on, carrying them along, and doing all those things. Say, I'm just checking, I'm just sampling. Are you following what I'm saying here? Stop, say here. Glory to God. Say that amen loud and clear. Hope I'm not eating you in a very strong place. If you are in a relationship and you are sure, proclaim it in Gath. Tell it in the street of Ashkelon. Let the daughters of Philistines cry so they will know that Mr. Man is sticking. Proclaim it. The girl is not handicapped. She's not blind. She's not deaf. She's not dumb. Say it. You get what I'm saying now? You are with another girl. Your fiancé is calling you on phone. She said, I love you. I say, thank you. Thank you. Why can't you say, I love you back? You are already giving a space for this girl here to assume that you are not in a relationship. It is unfaithfulness. It is not until you start carrying another girl physically. You have started. Amen. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, so there are different indices and instances, things to check in the life of the unfaithful. And people are very professional at this. Check, see, some of us, some Christians are just careless. How do you celebrate other girls? Your fiancé's birthday is here, the way you celebrate her is like she's just among those other girls. You are careful to use the word, I love you with the love of Christ, kinikon, and all those things. When another girl that you have no commitment to is in a relationship, that one you are, saying statement of love and all. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? All right, very key, very important. All right, so there are many, some people already have, they have quotable quotes that they will use when the relationship breaks up. They have it before it breaks. You hear what I'm saying? The quotable quotes they will use the day the relationship breaks up, they have it before it breaks. They already have it down, and then they are saving it. That, okay, when this relationship finally breaks up, this is the quote I'm going to use. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? And these are stuffs that happens in church. These are stuffs that happen in church. Have you ever been combined by a Christian sister before? Let me share my story. Amen. Whenever I remember this story, I laugh. I suffered. There's one girl like that when we were in school. I like this girl. I don't want to mention her name. Maybe one day she may stumble on this on this message and say, this man has unforgiveness spirit. Amen. This girl, we're going for one program. When I just noticed this auntie fine. And then she was going for the program. The way people were talking in the bus, she was just quiet. She was conversing nicely. You get what I'm saying? Nice conversation, nice carriage, everything. When we got to church, they were saying, there's this song they sing and say, turn around. Turn around, turn around. Is it all around? All around? Anywhere? As we were saying all around, I was intentionally turning 360 degrees to scan for this sister in church. And I saw her. So whenever they sing all around again, so I will turn to where she is. I see, one bear, all around. You know what I'm saying now? Hey! After the meeting, we talked, became friends, exchanged numbers. I don't even know. Maybe you should delete this story from this. But wait. So eventually, that's how I went to start seeing sister. How are you doing? No, I already made my intention known. I noticed that each time I go to say hello to her in her hostel, I'm always on cue. Hello? Are you getting what I'm saying? She's not managing any therapeutic organization. She's not a doctor. She's not, you get what I'm saying now? She's not a consultant, but I'm on cue. And then there's no place to sit down. We just sit down on one fence outside as a pastor. I've been a pastor. So I just plug in my earphone, hearing them. When, what those guys were doing inside exactly, I don't know. So later I found out that we're about five guys that she was managing at once, and we do come around the same time. I found out through a vision. I was seated, and I saw one of the sisters in fellowship came to meet me in my vision, and then say, "Pastor Femi Lazarus, I don't like the kind of mess you are getting yourself into. Are you aware that this girl is dating other girls?" Hey, that's why it's good to be a man of the spirit. Nobody can successfully combine you as an equation. You know what I'm saying now? So I started suspecting when I had that vision. Then eventually, one day, I think I got it really open. Somebody else came to meet me and told me, you know what I'm saying? We were about four that, you know, she was combining. A Christian sister, a choir person. They are the ones that their tongue is always loud in church. And the tongues that will make you confused is their tongue. Not them. When you hear those things, not them. You know what I'm saying now? Ah! I said, "What is this?" Eventually, I confronted her. I said, "Sister, how far?" I found out this and that. Started crying. Say, "Those guys were around before. Those guys. What did you say? Those guys." I said, "But when you came last. But I like you more. That's why I'm trying to push them away." You know, I was still so kind. I said, "I'm going to give you 1 month to push them away." So after a month, she called and said, "You know, so by God's grace, I've done everything. It's not perfect. This, that, that." I said, "Hey, glory to God." So we started talking again. Everything went normal. One day, it was Valentine period. I wanted to buy her a very nice gift. So I went to the supermarket to buy a gift. So I met one of those guys that were always on queue. I met him there. We're on queue again at the supermarket. Hey, I knew him. He doesn't know me. Because So I've been seeing him at the girl's place. As we are both customers. So I sat down. I went to meet him in the supermarket. And "Wow, how are you doing?" You know, he only knows me as Pastor Femi Lazarus. No, on campus, a pastor. You know, so, "Oh, Pastor, so good to see you, sir. How are you, sir?" Ah, inside my mind, I was saying, "You. Me and you are struggling for babe. Me and you. Ah, oh God, no problem." So I said, "Today's Valentine. I suppose you want to buy something for your babe." He said, yes, Pastor. So, "Wow, amazing. Just check for something nice. Ladies are not moved by something too expensive, but something really thoughtful." I gave him some clues, and then he bought the stuff. Then I said, can I help you design? Just, I can draw, I can inscribe, I can write some things. Just let me help you in a way that she will like. You know, she will appreciate the fact that you've gone extra mile to make her happy. So I helped him wrote a small poem. Then to who? So and I say, her name. But I wanted to verify. And I'll ask the name of the fellow I'm writing this poem for, so I can write the name too. So he now mentioned the name of the same girl that I came to buy gifts for. My hands were shaking, but I still wrote it. So he left. So I now bought my own gift too. You hear what I'm saying? So I now took it to Auntie. Auntie collected. Oh my God. Oh. Now them. Was jumping. Oh, I'm so privileged to have you. I'm so cute. Now then. So we talked, and when she was about leaving, I held her hands. I said, So you collect gifts from two different brothers the same day. Gift of love. Do you fear God? One day, you see me from afar and say to yourself, "I should have been the woman beside this man, but I wasted it. I release you and I forgive you. You can go." Unfaithfulness has never helped anybody. It kills. It takes the best of the best from you. Are you seeing that? These things happen in church. People you don't expect to be unfaithful are unfaithful. They are unfaithful. Unfaithful. They are professionals. They are unconverted converts. Unfaithfulness. When a girl asks the name of six different brothers and check which of them is God's saying, Ah, sister, God is not saying anyone. God is saying repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Chatting with opposite sex indiscriminately, using different careless words. I love you. I care about you. I miss you. What you want to eat, don't smell. Don't smell. See, when you start smelling, you become addicted. Don't smell. What you will not eat, don't what? Don't smell. What you will not eat, don't what? Don't smell. There are many people hurting in churches because Christian people let them on. The girl knows this brother is in a relationship, but she's still loving him. Are you get what I'm saying now? Or the guy knows this girl is in a relationship, but he's still liking her. There are even people in church that will come after you. They know they don't want to marry, they just want to sleep with you. The lifestyle. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you're unfaithful, then your Christianity is in doubt. Alright, the second character that destroys relationship is lies. Lies. People in this category. We have team Alakada Reloaded. My father is Tony Black. I used to live in Itro. You are living in Itro. You know what Itro is? I traveled to Burundi, traveled to India. You have not passed Ife or Ibadan. All right, listen. All right, if God has made, if where you are now is where you are, all right, don't hate it. All right, be proud of where you have been placed in life, being fully persuaded of the fact that you are moving higher. If you have to lie to get anybody, then that relationship is not worth it. It is better to be hated for who you are than to be loved for who you are not. Are you seeing that? All right, don't lie. Lying. People, they have complicated their relationship by lying for their spouse, and they are finding out different things. Because if you tell one lie, you need several to cover it up. True or not true? Several lies. You need several. Some people will even lie about their parents. Deny their parents. Lie about many things. All right, you are a young lady. You have lost your virginity. Hey! It's not a crime. You got what I'm saying? You have made the mistake. There's no point saying you are this. And the brother too, that know the difference between one that is a virgin and the one that is not. How did you know? You got what I'm saying? You too. It is what you sow that you are reaping. But let's just deal with the sister's case. So we'll come to your own case too. Just hold on. You got what I'm saying now? So people lie about many things. And the Bible says that they that lie belong to their father, the devil. Listen. Many sisters' unrealistic nature is attracting those that will lie to them. And many brothers' unrealistic nature is attracting those that will lie to them. Am I justifying the fact that somebody is lying to somebody who is not real? No. I am saying be careful of expectation so that you will not put some people under pressure to lie because they love you. Are you seeing that? Because, listen, I'm trying to, by the help of the Holy Spirit, enter different corners because these things are happening. The possession you don't have, don't say you have it so you can get somebody. You get what I'm saying now? There are some people that love you for what you are, for who you are, not for what you are. All right? Even in your low estate, they care. And they are willing to do life with you. But to now lie that you are somewhere or you have reached somewhere that you have not is a lie of the devil. Lies destroys. Write it down. Lies destroy. No matter the height of the building, if it is built with lies, it will crumble. Lies destroy. Lies. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Lies. You know, see, in my life, I have never found any girl that I love the way I love you. You are my all. Meanwhile, you have not recovered from the last one. That one, you still love her, but you wish you have her, but you didn't. Right, be honest. If you say the truth, you won't die. Nobody is going to kill you for saying the truth. True or not true? Who will kill you for it? Nobody will. You hear what I'm saying now? So you stay with the truth and build on it. Let me say this to you. Anything that does not, or anyone that run away from your life because you are truthful, they were not meant to be part of your life. The people and the relationship you built with lies, they are not meant to be part of your life too. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Lies. A very serious character issues. Let me show you a scripture from the book of Proverbs. Amen. All right. All right, let's look at Proverbs 21, verse 6. Proverbs 21, 6. Proverbs 21, 6. If you are there, say amen. Now look at it from here. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. All right, meaning that the treasure you get by lying is still vain. That's what the Bible is saying. You get what I'm saying? You have to lie to start a relationship. You'll have to lie to keep it. You'll have to lie to keep it. Many people are unrealistic, and the foundation of this is low self-esteem. The lies you are lying are not the things that make you important. True or not true? Yes. But you are not aware of your importance. So you think you have to lie to look important. Are you following me here? These are very crucial matters that happen amongst, you know, even us Christians. I'd love to show you one more scripture. Yeah, Proverbs 12, verse 19. Proverbs 12, 19. Yeah, this is the scripture. The lips of truth shall be established forever. The lips of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. The lips of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. Now, let me quickly say this to you. Because there has been major questions in this area by Christians. And the question is that, at what point should you open up to your spouse about everything, you know, about your life? Because there are some people that, realistically, when you open up to them, they leave. You hear what I'm saying? In quote, they are not expecting that you'll have such situations or such condition, maybe an health condition or a condition of the past. Can you relate what I'm saying here? Good. So many people have asked the question, at what point can I tell my spouse about my past? At the point that you notice that you are both vulnerable with each other about the truth. All right? Truth begets truth. It is dangerous to talk to somebody who is not talking back. To open up to somebody who is not opening up. Because there is a need for suspicion here. Are you saying you don't have a past or you just want to use this against me? So you wait. The moment both of you are now becoming vulnerable to trust each other with it, it compels truth. But if your spouse is vulnerable enough to tell you about their past and you are keeping yours, you are a dangerous person. A very dangerous person. And these are practical things that happens in the relationship. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right. Number three. This number three is very serious. And I would love to sit on this matter. Ingratitude. Ingratitude. Matters that kill relationships. Character issues that kill relationships. Ingratitude. Ingratitude is a product of entitlement mentality. You feel people are entitled to do you good. You see it as a right, not a privilege. There are very simple statements that means the whole world in a relationship. Statement like, I am sorry. Statement like, thank you. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Ingratitude. You feel entitled to any good thing your spouse is doing. Even the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that God is not unjust to forget our labor of love. So whenever you forget something good that somebody has done, you are unjust. It is a state of being unjust. It is a sin to forget. It is a sin to forget. You must see and appreciate the effort somebody is taking to put a smile on your face. For them to make that effort and you are quiet is wickedness. Alright, if all he could do is to write you a text, don't ignore it. Thank you will go a very long way. And you get what I'm saying here? There are many Christians that have entitlement mentality. You take them out, make them happy, get them stuff, just say, you know, they would never say, I thank you. And sometimes they say it shabbily. Be truly grateful. It won't reduce your value. It won't reduce your worth. Some people think when you are grateful, they see you as your worth will be reduced. No, it's a sign that something is wrong with your esteem. Be grateful. Are you following what I'm saying here? Be grateful. See every effort somebody is taking to make you smile. See it. Even the Bible says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. You will not enter somebody's heart if you are not thankful. Right? Be grateful. Be grateful. It is carelessness to be ungrateful. Be grateful. Somebody is going out doing many things for you. You just close your lips and you are broke. Oh. The sister that is not saying thank you, the brother that is not saying thank you, is broke. It's not like this fellow has more than enough. Oh. They just want to prove to be what they are not. Different kind of smelly attitude. People who are in church but not allowing the Holy Ghost ventilate their character. Are you seeing what I'm saying here? Somebody traveled all the way down just to spend 1 hour talking with you and travel back, and you came out and you're asking, what can I do for you? Sister, idol that they have to worship. You will stay long in your parents' house. The way some ladies behave, they behave as though they deserve to be alone till Jesus comes. And the way some brothers are behaving, the only person that can ever say yes to them is Jesus. And he has said yes to all of us. They are so archaic, so rigid. They feel, you know, somebody is in a relationship. We need to deal with this because they are happening somewhere. If they are not happening in your life, to God be the glory, but they are happening in somebody's life. The guy feels the girl is entitled to come and help him cook, to come and wash his clothes. You know, a brother was about getting married, and about 3 weeks to his wedding, they saw that he was piling up clothes. He said, why are you not washing your clothes? He said, sister is coming. Who raised that brother? Many people are running with mentality that we're gotten from the pit of hell. And they will come and frustrate somebody's child with that mentality. Are you seeing that? Gratitude goes a very long way. Somebody say, anyone who is not grateful is a great fool. Gratitude. It is also part of gratitude to recognize sacrifices. There is a difference between commitment and sacrifice. Commitment is the natural package that follows love. Sacrifice is the extra mile gone in love. There is a big difference between commitment and sacrifice. There is a big difference between commitment and sacrifice. And you must recognize the both. Somebody took effort, got you some things. All right, he can't afford those things now, but what he can afford now are smaller things, and he got you those things. Be grateful. See, listen, don't be grateful in your mind. Say it. It's not an angel to know your mind. He said, you should have known what is in my mind. You know, you should have seen my heart. Now, he can't see your heart. Only God looks at the heart. He can hear your voice. Speak. Even Samuel had to say, Lord, speak, for your servant is listening. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Gratitude. Now listen, you go, and these are things to start noticing whether you are very dangerous, whether you are with a dangerous person. All right, you go to eat in an eatery with this girl. Somebody came packing the plate. Somebody who is old enough to be her mother. You get what I'm saying? She look at the person and say, hello, hello. You have not packed this one too. You have not packed this one. That's an arrogant, terrible person there. You get what I'm saying? Each time I go to the eatery, and somebody, or supermarket, and somebody opens the door, I said, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, man. It won't reduce you. It won't reduce you. Some people are not sensitive. Sometimes, listen, your spouse might not have done anything new for you to be grateful about. But you remember the former things they've done. And you wake up in the middle of the night and say, you know, I just remembered all the things you've been doing for me. And I want to say a big thank you. All right? Because somewhere in their heart, they are wondering, is this fellow seeing what I'm doing? Let them know they are seeing it. In gratitude. The moment there is no gratitude, offenses will be building up gradually. Offenses. And the Bible says where there is strife, where there is offense, there is confusion and every evil work. This is someone who went out of his way to do something. He didn't say thank you. And he too says he has accepted. He did not. That thing only went to hide somewhere in his heart. They will speak later. One day we'll remember everything. You get what I'm saying? Have you seen somebody that each time you do something is not offended? But the day he will talk, he will list out all the things you have done. These things are piling up. Some relationships are as though they are sitting on the keg of gunpowder. They look peaceful now because nobody has punctured all the things piling up over time. This person has been observing. Each time I do this, you will not even say thank you. And that's why it is good to be in a relationship with your best friend. Best friends don't hide from each other. Babe, I just got you this. We didn't say thank you. How far? It won't kill, sir. You two don't keep quiet. Are you seeing that? Don't keep quiet. I just did this. You didn't even say, do you see? Sometimes you send somebody money. The person didn't say thank you. Didn't say anything. You need to ask, do you see the money I sent? I saw the money. Because I didn't hear anything from you. Say, I'm sorry. All right. Just to confirm. And please, babe, let me just talk to you. Next time, you know, just let me know you've seen it. Say it. It won't kill you. Will you die? No. Are you seeing that now? It is people who are broke the most that you do something good to, and they will not even thank you. I'm speaking from experience in life. They are the ones that will see it and just say, oh, I saw it. I saw it. Yeah, you're doing well. It was your birthday. Somebody went to organize cake for you, not in your city, planned, and then they came to deliver the cake. Oh, thank you. I saw it. Nice one there. What's nice one there? You're careless with character. And somebody needs to tell you that you are careless with character. Somebody needs to tell you that you are careless with character. And you are hurting somebody's child. And these things break relationships cumulatively. They destroy. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? All right, let me see how far I can go. Another character I'll talk about is stinginess. Write it down. Brothers, I know you won't want to write now. Please write. Sisters, I know you don't like this part. Write. I know some of you are saying, Pastor, talk to them. Hold on. It's not a crime if you buy something for a brother too. Relax. Let's talk. Let's talk to the both of you. Stinginess. Stinginess is not the state of not having. It is the state of not having always. Are you get what I'm saying now? Stinginess is not the state of not having. It's not the same thing as lack. Stinginess is the state of not having always. There are people that if you need help for them, they have a default message composed for everyone that needs help. Hey, I just sent something to this person yesterday. I'm sorry. Do you hear what I'm saying now? They have a default. The text message is in auto-reply. The moment the artificial intelligence discover, please help me, just auto-reply. Meanwhile, the fellow is saying, please help me, I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I just gave somebody yesterday, Holy Ghost. Are you seeing that? Stinginess. You are always telling the sister about tomorrow. You buy her car tomorrow. Today you can afford ice cream. Start with the ice cream. Somebody who can't buy ice cream, can't buy petrol in car. Start with it. Say tomorrow will be great. Tomorrow, today too, what is that there? Today too is good. Let's enjoy today. We know tomorrow is good. Amen? You may decide tomorrow to go and carry another sister. This one is here. She's laboring, praying for you, doing all those things. Give her something. Buy something nice. You're not thoughtful. Many brothers, particularly the let us pray kind of brothers. I will pray it. Glory to God. 7 days retreat in the month of April. Hallelujah. Fantastic. 14 days retreat in the month of May. Mande kobaya. Glory to God. You hear what I'm saying? Now, in the month of June, you are planning 21 days. We bless you, God, for that. February 14, you are planning retreat. Your God, we are not saying don't do retreat. We are saying once in a while, do the retreat inside a place that you can spend and bless God for each other's life. You hear what I'm saying now? Say, I don't have. I don't lie. I know my tomorrow will be great. I know my tomorrow will be great. You are subscribing on your phone. You are buying good stuff. You are going out with your friends, going to the cinema, buying stuffs and doing all those stuffs. But this woman that God has planted in your life, you get what I'm saying? No? You say tomorrow will be great. Since you've been with her for the past 2 years, the only thing you bought was the book of Kenneth E. Hagin, I Believe in Visions, because you have been sharing the vision of tomorrow for her. She believes. But we are saying that let the vision start manifesting now. Are you seeing that? Each time you want to buy her something, you are thinking of buying Bible. You bought over 4 Bibles. Oh God, change it. She has different versions on her laptop. Buy something new. You get what I'm saying? Some brothers, they are stingy. Stingy, stingy. Stingy people. They are only talking about tomorrow. I know tomorrow will be great. And they will blackmail you emotionally. You get what I'm saying? They will be blackmailing you emotionally and say, I know tomorrow is going to be better. You know, God is going to do it tomorrow. The one God has done today, do something about it. Are you following what I'm saying here? When we were in school, there's one guy, we call him Ade. Ade will lie that he doesn't have money. He will trek about 4 kilometers. To buy suya. Then he will put the suya in his pocket and be eating one after the other and going back to the hostel. What is the idea? Just so he will not share with anybody. Are you seeing that? It's a lifestyle. Some people marry with that lifestyle. The woman coming to their life will suffer. They are buying different cars. The man has about 4, but the wife is trekking. These are practical things I've seen. Has about 4 cars, but the wife is trekking. He doesn't believe a woman should use something good. So other men will not come and be disturbing her. Are you seeing what I'm saying here? Very, very serious issue here. Very serious issues. Stinginess. Stingy with everything. Stingy. He's even stingy with love letters. Love language. Stingy with it. Stingy with his time. Stingy with money. Even stingy with the anointing on top of his head. He's telling the girl, I prayed for you yesterday. You didn't sow seed into my life. The girl you want to marry. I know most of you are laughing because you don't see the possibilities of these things happening. They're happening. Many sisters are crying. They've said yes to the guy only to discover that he's a Nabal. You saw the story of Nabal? That stinginess ends man early death. That's the story of Nabal. Now, let me say this to you. One of the things you have to check in your spouse is that do they have the same giving policy as you? Anybody who doesn't believe in giving is set for poverty. Prosperity doesn't answer to fasting and prayer. It answers to kingdom principles. Are you seeing that? If you are somebody who believes in giving, ask him. Not the one that was going to use police to arrest pastors because you sow seed of 10,000 naira. Love is not blind, though. You are the one that may be blind, but love is not. And these are things to discuss vitally. And dear young lady too, the one they are taking out, it's not a bad idea if you too decide one day, let me spend on you. It's not a bad idea. You won't die. Sister, and let me talk to you. Do you get what I'm saying? All those fashion designing money, all those networking, fantastic. See, you get what I'm saying? You're a lecturer. It won't be a bad idea to say, baby, let me spoil you today. Bills on me. I'm Alaska. Let's go there. It's not a bad idea. True or not true? True or not true? Can't talk. All right. Because ladies believe that it is their own destiny to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Say a big amen. Say it loud and clear. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. So,
One thing about me is that once I'm with the microphone, you can't collect it until I'm done. I'm not done. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. All right. Another character that kills relationship is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Amen. What does it mean to forgive? Let me share a story with you. Dad, did you share the story with us? We talked about a man that got married to his wife, and the wife died quite early. They had a girl, just one child, a girl. The man so loved his wife and his daughter that he decided he was never going to marry again, remarry. He would just take care of his daughter and face his life, which he did. Eventually, it was time for the girl to get married. And he sat with the husband to be, encouraged them, but warned him, if my daughter is wrong, please correct her. You can report her to me. But don't ever beat my daughter. You may not know what the daughter of a man meant to the man. Just don't treat the daughter less than the way her father treated her. Umar Opai, I was listening to Reverend Umar Opai, and he said, he told his daughter's husband, he said, you know, you want to marry my daughter, you know, good, it's okay, you love each other. I will sow a seed of a car, give you this, give you that. But if you ever beat my daughter, I'll tell God to show you what hell looks like. Brother Bita, it is not every girl you can beat. If your hand is itching, you start beating the wall. You get what I'm saying now? Because there are some brothers that are terrible people. They are like Goliath. They are looking for who to intimidate. And you start looking at the way they are talking authoritatively in a relationship, you know you are in trouble. Run when you still can. So this guy said yes to the father of the girl. You know, daddy, I love your daughter. That cannot even happen between us. And these are the things we see during counseling. You are seeing a big trouble here. You are telling the sister, have you seen this? Say, Papa, you know, you know, all those things you are even talking about by the grace of God. We, you know, we prayed about it. It came to us in the vision. Vision of the night, you know, some 3 weeks ago, and we agreed in prayer. All right. And the guy said, I can't beat your daughter. I can't do this. A few months into the marriage, he started beating the girl. At some point, he beat the girl so much so that he broke her bones, and the father of the girl had to go and carry his daughter. And they treated her in his house. And the father refused to forgive him. Refused to forgive him. And the guy too never even checked on the girl's father. Because some people are terrible. That's why this push people are having, this push, I just want to marry. This push, hey, yeah. It is not everyone that is at the altar that is human. If you take a goat there, the prayer will not change him to be a reasonable person. He's still a goat. The guy never went back to check on the girl's father, not to even ask about her health. And the father of the girl became very sick. Became very sick also. Started swelling up. Started swelling up. You get what I'm saying now? And eventually, he went for prayers. Now, I've forgotten who he went to me for prayer. Either Baba or I don't know. Told him while he was praying that God is saying that somebody is here to forgive. And he needs to forgive that fellow. So the enemy will not use this as a legal right to claim his life. Said, no, it's difficult. I can't forgive this one. No, it's difficult. It took him a while. One day he came to the end of himself and said, you know what? I have to forgive this guy and let go. Which he did. So he went to the guy's house by himself, took his daughter in the car. Since the guy wasn't reasonable enough to come there, probably was afraid. And then the guy, he knocked the door, the guy came out. He embraced the guy and told him he forgave him from his heart. Started weeping. I forgive you. I let go. And while he embraced the guy, the father noticed, that's the father of the girl now. He noticed that his wedding ring that, you know, he exchanged with the girl's late mother fell from his hand. What happened? As they bent down to pick the ring for him, they discovered that in the process of embracing the guy, he had shrinked back to his normal size. When you are not forgiving someone, you are the one in the prison, not the person. The only way for you not to allow people to hurt you twice is to forgive them after every offense. If you fail to forgive them, you are the one that will suffer. Your spouse, your husband is doing something to you. You don't like it. You feel he's unfaithful. Unforgiveness will even hinder your own relationship with God. Meanwhile, the fellow is still busy with his escapades. So forgive. In Matthew 6, when Jesus was teaching disciples how to pray, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Alright? And then he taught them further prayers. Forgive us our sins. I think I've jumped. As we forgive those who trespass against us. Meaning that those who forgive will always get forgiveness in return. There are two kinds of unforgiveness. Towards people and towards yourself. So, sometimes for some people, it is difficult to forgive people. They struggle. When somebody offends them, they hold you in their mind for a very long time. While to some people, unforgiveness for them is towards themselves. When they make a mistake, they will never forgive themselves. They feel, he owe me. Why should I have done this? Whenever you are struggling to forgive yourself, it is a sign of pride. You feel too big to have made a mistake. Who are you not to make a mistake? There is nothing against a man to fall. To lie down there is the disgrace. Are you following me? There is nothing against a man to fall. To lie down there is the what? The disgrace. Forgive yourself. Forgive your spouse. Forgive your ex. If you don't forgive your ex, this new person will suffer for what your ex did. Forgive those that broke your heart, that offended you, those who gave you all, but they treated you as an option. Forgive them. That's the only way forward. There's no point going through this tribulation you are going through. There's no point locking yourself inside the room and crying day and night. The secret is very simple. The moment you allow forgiveness to reign, you will enjoy unprecedented level of peace. You will have peace. You will enjoy unequaled peace. You will notice that a big burden has been lifted off you. Forgive your ex. If not, you keep seeing them in this new person. Somebody said, if you don't treat your wound, you will bleed on people who didn't cut you. Forgive them. Unforgiveness destroys. Your spouse has done something, you keep holding it against him. Let it go. And sometimes it is difficult to forgive, particularly when the person you even want to forgive doesn't even believe he has offended you in the first place. Let me say this to you. In every relationship, the first to apologize is the strongest. The first to forgive is the strongest.
It is not every forgiveness that will be ushered in with apologies. Some people will never apologize. That's why you have to forgive them on time. Because they are already gone, but they will keep destroying your life. Do you get what I'm saying? Somebody has walked out of your life. They did this to you, did that to you. They are gone, Abby. And they are already with somebody. Just forgive them so you can enjoy peace. It is not everybody you have to send a message to that are forgiving you. Some, if you send that message to them, they will now hurt you afresh. They will call you and start calling you different names. Because to say you are forgiving them means you are saying they made a mistake. And particularly ladies don't even want to hear that. Forgive. Forgive those who trespass against you. The Bible said, look at Matthew 5, I think verse 6, that blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. When you forgive your spouse, you are not having mercy on them, you are having mercy on yourself. That's the secret. When you forgive your spouse, you are not having mercy on them, you are having mercy on yourself. So have mercy on yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive those that hurt you. Forgive your parent. Forgive your parent. Forgive them for their insensitivity towards you. The moment you were almost raped, but they would not even believe you. You had no chance to talk to them. Forgive them. Particularly young girls, forgive your mothers. Forgive them. Because you become one someday. Amen. Forgive them. Most of them are not even aware. If they knew better, they would have done better. Forgive your dad. The way he treated your mom, you didn't like it. He made her go through hell. Feel the way he talks to her. You don't like it. You wish you would learn. Forgive. Because you deserve peace. Forgive the fellow that raped you. Please, begging in the name of God. Forgive that fellow that almost or did took away your innocence. Forgive them. That's why we are very sober in this season. Because I understand you have been through so much. They've caused you so much of pain that they will never know anything about. And that's why the Holy Spirit is leading me to tell you, have mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Forgive those who are indebted towards you, so that those you are indebted towards too will let go. Forgive. Somebody promised you marriage but didn't give it to you. Rather, I was dating your friend. Forgive. Let go. It may cost you tears. Just let go. I understand it's not easy, but right now you don't need pity partners. What you need is the undiluted word of God and the boldness to make that decision. That from today, I release you totally. Some of you listening to me now might need to make an urgent phone call. To call somebody and say, I release you totally from my heart. You have caused somebody out of pain. You say their generation will experience the pain they pass you through. It's time to call them and review them. Remove all those things. And I hear a big amen to that. The next, which is the last, I will have to stop here now because I want us to pray. Alright, character issue that destroys relationship is immorality. 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 The state of being immoral. The state of being unclean. I love what the message preached to the Hebrews. That marriage is honorable in all, with bed undefiled. For whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Are you following me here? Whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
Let me say this to you. The moment you are not coming, certain about purity in your relationship, it will destroy you. The decision of staying sexually pure is not a decision for one person. It is a decision for two. And that's why we're encouraged that you should not be like Esau, a fornicator, who for a morsel of bread sold his birthright. Meaning that anywhere there's immorality, there's an exchange. True or not true? Yes. There is a spiritual exchange that physical protection cannot stop. You are exchanging something, and that's why I'm encouraging you. Don't trade your strength for vanity. Don't trade your strength. All right? It is not a godly thing to make attempts to use sex to keep a man. It's not a godly thing to follow after a girl just with the intention of luring her to your bed. Fornication may not necessarily start with sexual intercourse. Start with premarital kissing on the LD orgs. The kind of orgs that are not innocent. You hug them like magnets. Hold them tighter than they want. You're abusing somebody's daughter. And then from there it goes to touching. And then after touching, you still pray in tongues. And then still say some other things. From touching, you know, you start trying to do other things. You get what I'm saying now? And many people's relationships are currently messed up because they are leading themselves to the bed. There will always be a difference between a man that led his spouse to the altar and the one that led her to the bed. They will not be the same thing. The way to truly honor each other and honor God is not to defile each other. In the book of Romans 12 from verse 1, Paul speaking to the Romans said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that ye present yourselves, your body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Alright, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You don't belong to yourself. You have been purchased with a price. People go to pastors for counseling. They will say everything except the fact that they have been sleeping with each other. Don't be sexually active in a relationship. Sex is defined for marriage. All right? As a young girl, several times you have been disturbed. You've missed your period. You're already having a headache, having disturbance. You are checking, now I've missed my period. What's happening to me? Am I safe? Is my life not destroyed? There are certain headaches you will not have if you stay in your lane. True or not true? You bother not to have a headache in that area. Nothing is giving you a headache. Are you following what I'm saying here? Because some people are in church. They are speaking in tongues. That doesn't mean they are not wolves. Hello, there are wolves in sheep clothing in church. They ask a girl out. The next thing they are asking the girl, what's your favorite sex position? And the girl is disappointed. We thought you are a brother, sir. And bro, John, your screenshot of your sex chat is flying all over the place. You know, as pastors, I understand that those who are living dirty life, it is where I sit down. Like all their escapades will come and meet me. All the things you are saying, don't let the world see. You chat it, delete it. You get what I'm saying? You are doing sex chat. Let's do on video call. Show me your body part. Show me this one. These are destructive things. You are suffering yourself. You suffer yourself for no just cause. Somebody will take your pictures and put on social media, you are grounded. Even when nobody is seeing you, God is. These are things you will not be proud of saying. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You'll not be proud of saying this thing. Ah, all right, cool. You know, I think there was a time something, I wanted to use a Christian sister's phone, a Christian lady, all right? And then I needed to send some things, I think, to social media. Go to WhatsApp picture. I was seeing the person's picture that was sent. I sent pictures, all right, on the folder, sent to a guy. Unclad. I'm asking, how did we get here? That brothers who speak in tongues is not demanding for nude. Send me your nude picture. Let me see what your bum bum looks like. Ah! And you are not afraid.
and you go to the church and hold microphone the following day. I'm not saying you start wallowing in condemnation, but I'm saying you can't continue in sin and say grace will abound. It's a careless act. The moment you start destroying each other, you are withdrawing the influence of the Spirit from your relationship. Right? One of the ways to have peace in life is to stay in your lane. Only those who obey rules are entitled to rule. Obey the rules governing relationships. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Obey what? The rules governing relationship. Right? Don't defile yourself. Don't destroy yourself. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Very important. All right, so on this episode, I will have to stop here. I believe somebody has been blessed. Amen. Now, if you have noticed, you look at your life, any of these things is all of the things that is currently afflicting you. Currently now, go straight on your face and tell God, Father, I receive help. I receive help. Listen, let me say this to you. If you are in a relationship that you are sexually active every now and then, right, you are leading each other, doing all those stuff, what you need is not help. What you need is breakup. Let it go now. Don't say we'll stay here and we'll be dealing with it. Once you have started, you can't stop. Let me say this. Once you have started, you can't stop. The day you hold hands and say, let's pray, so it stops. After holding hands together, you still do it. Don't start what you don't want to finish. Do you get what I'm saying here? These are very serious issues here. What you do, the Bible says, flee youthful lust. So, meaning that there's no such thing as saying, we'll stay there. We'll be going to, you know, we'll deal with it. You go to meet counselors. You tell them everything. Say, but you know, we've been having issues with our emotions. I'm not saying you're having sex. And sometimes your own have not gotten there, but it's already heading there. That's what you talk about. Favorite sex position. Is that what you want to do with your destiny? So you tell God, help me. Listen to me. Any relationship that does not have boundary is a relationship that will be invaded constantly by the enemy. If you have a garden without boundary, goat will devour the flowers inside. Don't give the devil the space to devour your relationship because of lack of boundary. So tell God, help me. I truly love my spouse. Give us the grace not to defile each other. Any character issue, not mention them. Don't say any character issue. God is not the one that will be searching for you. You know them already. You've been taught. Help my heart. In the name of Jesus. Keep praying. Pray for yourself. Help me. I don't want to destroy myself. I don't want to destroy myself. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. When Potiphar's wife came to entice Joseph with her body, what Joseph said is that, how can I do such a thing and sin against God? You get what I'm saying now? How can I do such a thing and sin against God? If the reason why you have been avoiding fornication is because you don't want unwanted pregnancy, you are still wrong. Until that reason is God, you are not safe. You get what I'm saying now? So you tell God, Father, help me. I don't want to destroy myself. I don't want to destroy myself. Help me. Go ahead, decree and declare. In the name of Jesus. Help me. Help me. Strengthen me, Jesus. Strengthen me, Lord. Help me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me encourage you. In every relationship, there's a need for boundary. Don't say, I know what we are doing. I know what we are doing. We sleep the same room. We say, we are fine. Don't worry. We speak in tongues. We speak in the Holy Ghost. Your hair will soon be cut off. Are you following what I'm saying here? Hello? Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. All right? Don't say, I'm strong. I'm strong. So I know what to do and what not to do. All right? Rest on God's strength. And that same God says you run. So obey Him. I declare over you, you have wisdom. You will not fail. You are blessed. In the name of Jesus. You will not use your own hand to destroy your life. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Stay blessed. God bless you.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.